If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Do we know what happened exactly to Lady Gaga last night, Dean?
We do not exactly, except that her doctors, her vocal coach, her managers all told her she needed to rest her voice last night. She was literally minutes from going on stage in Miami, part of her latest tour, when everybody told her that she needed to sit the night out. So she posted a message telling her fans that she had to postpone the show. Says it was an agonizing decision and apologized. Now, she's got three shows coming up at the United Center in a couple of weeks, so hopefully she'll be okay. She's scheduled to appear on MTV's Video Music Awards this weekend. So we'll keep an eye on, whether she's back up and running or postponing more shows. That'd be a shame if she had to start postponing shows, especially here.
Yeah, a lot of disappointed little monsters, or is that what they're called?
Look at you. Look at you with the teen lingo.
I'm the world's oldest living teenager, Dean. Let's get to the Superman news today.
Yeah, they announced a sequel to one of the most popular movies of the year this year, the Superman movie with David Corn Sweat and Nicholas Holt as the Man of Steel and Lex Luthor, respectively. The writer and director of the movie, James Gunn, posted some cartoon or comic book depictions of Superman and Lex, saying that Superman, Man of Tomorrow, will arrive in theaters July of 2027. So the new movie is going to be called Superman, Man of Tomorrow. It follows Lex Luthor and Superman, Lex Luthor. This is from comic books, so I'm not spoiling the plot. This has been out for years. Lex Luthor designs a suit that matches the powers and ability of Superman, and they go at it together. So apparently that's going to be the premise of the new film. All of this, though, will not come out until we first see Supergirl and Clayface, both characters introduced in the current Superman movie that is that came out earlier this year and is streaming right now. So we've got a ways to go. 2027.
Phew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when is Sophie Turner going to get her new role?
Yeah, Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones announced will be the new Lara Croft. Those of you who are into video games, maybe your kids or grandkids into the video game franchise, she will take over in the Tomb Raider role, has been cast in a new Amazon series that's going to be coming out, previously played by Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The production on the new series will start in January, so we're probably looking for end of 2026, early 27 for the release of that.
So Sophie Turner won an Emmy for Game of Thrones, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
You know, I kept hearing about it, and finally I decided to watch because everybody was telling me about all the naked people, and I don't know what episode I saw, but I finally clicked into one, and I didn't see anybody naked, so I stopped watching.
Yeah, what's the point? What's the point? No, nobody's naked. Everybody looks like they need a shower. They look dirty and unkempt. There's nothing attractive. I am totally not because of the nakedness, but I just like that and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't get like, in any of those.
So
either.
Many of those things. Yeah. You may as well be speaking in a foreign language. I have no idea what's going on when I'm watching those.
Dean has some good news for Radiohead fans.
Yeah, they just announced that they are going to be touring first time in 7 years. Now, don't get too excited about this. Sadly, the tour is not coming to Chicago. The tour actually is not even coming to the United States at all right now. It's going to be 20 shows, 5 cities in Europe. The band said that they recently got together just to play for the heck of it, sort of, and they had a great time. It felt really good. So they announced these 20 shows. We're hoping that these 20 shows will expand into something bigger that will come not only to the U.S., but here in Chicago. Their last shows in Chicago were at the United Center in 2018. So we'll keep our eye on that and hopefully have a big announcement for Radiohead fans.
So it's possible they'll be coming to the States and maybe Chicago?
Yeah, possible. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the Gilmore Girls. That's a show that had a pretty strong fan base.
It sure did. It sure did. And made Lauren Graham a household name as Lorelai on the show. She now has a role in a brand new movie that's going to be opening tomorrow called Twinless, Sundance Film Festival Award winner, about two guys who meet in a twin support group, each one with a secret that could wind up destroying their own friendship. It's a very different kind of role for Lauren Graham. We did a little Zoom chat with her, and she told us about how much she appreciated that the director, James Sweeney, gave her an opportunity to do something a little different. Yeah, the movie is called Twinless, and it will be opening in theaters tomorrow.
And finally, why now do we have a feud between Roger Waters and the late Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, and you throw in Ozzy Osbourne's son, Jack, into the mix also. Because he got into it. Apparently, there was never any, good blood between the founder of Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, and Ozzy Osbourne to begin with. That goes back for a while. But Roger Waters, who has said and done some pretty controversial stuff over the past year or so, has done it again. He was on a podcast called The Independent Inc., and they were talking about a million different things, among them British politics, when Ozzy's name came up very, very disrespectfully and at random. Yeah, so there is the very eloquent Roger Waters. The guys, Ozzy Osbourne recently passed away. Why not trash him? Because you can't defend yourself. But Jack Osbourne, Ozzy's son, did comment about all of this on Instagram. He posted, "Hey, Roger Waters, bleep you. How pathetic and out of touch you've become. The only way you seem to get attention these days is by vomiting out BS in the press. My father always thought you were a bleep. Thanks for proving him right." So
yeah, next to Roger Waters, Ozzy Osbourne is like a choir boy. Roger Waters is always speaking out. He likes Putin, Nazis. What's the matter with that guy?
Yeah, there was an anti-Semitic rave that I don't know. maybe there just have been one too many bricks in the wall. For him.
Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. But the way you described it, a good old-fashioned rock and roll feud, except this sounds, like deep and, I have zero respect for somebody who takes after somebody who has passed away like that and can't defend themselves. If you're going to do it while I'm alive and, say it right to my face and I'll say what I have to say to you to face. But good for Jack Osbourne for defending his dad.
Yeah, and also the thing about Ozzy Osbourne, as wild as he was on stage, anybody I've ever talked to, and I never met him, but anybody I've ever been with who has encountered Ozzy Osbourne always talked about him being really kind and polite and, a real man.
Even a little docile, honestly. I mean, his famous take me out to the ballgame seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field, I was tagging along with he and Sharon all that day with our WGN TV cameras, They couldn't have been nicer. They couldn't have been more polite.
Yeah, that's what I always hear about them.
Not just when they were on camera or on the air, but, you know, off camera. I just have nothing, you know, I have nothing but nice things to say about both of them. And, you know, maybe they put themselves out there for it with that Osborne reality show where, you know, they were sort of asking for public ridicule. But the fact of the matter is that they were both very nice people. And again, you know, it comes down to this. Why are you trashing a dead guy? That's so lowbrow.
That's official. Roger Waters is in Dean's doghouse. That's it. Thank you, Dean.
He's off the list.
Talk to you tomorrow. News is 2 minutes away here.